The Buffalo Bills, I'll just give you some background, and then I think that'll probably sum it up for you. On special teams, they have two Pro Bowlers. You have Corey Graham. You have Lorenzo Alexander. The returner's Brandon Tate. He's second in the AFC in punt returns. I mean, this guy's been in Cincinnati a long time, know him well. I think that he's kind of found the fountain of youth. He's third in the AFC in kick returns. They also have the luxury, if they want to add Reggie Bush back there as a returner, they can. They got some other veterans on there. The Hubner kid had played a long time in New Orleans as a linebacker, really good cover player, plays physical, smart player, been in the league like 7 years. You look at him as a team, sixth in punt return average, 19th in kick return. They're only giving up 6.3 yards with their punt coverage. I think that's seventh in the league. They're 11th in the league in kickoff coverage. This is a team that's well coached, has a lot of good players. They're big, they're strong, they're fast. So we have our work cut out for us, but look forward to it. And with that, I'll answer any questions.
I think. Ricardo, what does he need to do differently? I mean, he just from the outside looks kind of, I don't know, hesitant's the right word or something.
I think he's a guy right now that's going through the process of trying to find out if he is a returner, he's a guy that didn't have a lot of experience at it, and when we're trying to develop that in him, guy's been very willing, and I think that just comes with reps. And early on in the year, you don't get a lot of reps because there's a lot of touchbacks or the balls 5 or 6 yards deep, and you elect to keep it in there. Now it's shorter, or it's coming down, right there one deep. And do I bring it out? Do I don't bring it out? Those are things that we're working on, and we'll keep coaching them up.
When you look at like the first half field position alone, it was something like 8, 12, 2 penalties, no lack of returns. How frustrating for you, knowing just how much teams can help with all that.
Oh, no question. And very, very frustrating to answer your question. And that's one of the things that we talked about going into the game, especially when the weather gets really bad. Our job is to set field position and regulate it. I thought we played much better in the second half with regards to handling field position, but we got to eliminate the penalties, and that's been a sore spot. And that's on us. That's on us as coaches, that we got to do a better job of coaching them, and hopefully that'll show up this week, because I mean, I just read the forecast. It's not looking like it's going to be 70 in Buffalo. We might want to subtract about 60 of those degrees. It's going to be cold. So we got to handle that. We got to do a better job because we're putting our offense behind the eight ball, and that's not fair to them. And then it snowballs. If we set them up with bad field position, and if we go three and out, then we're punting from backed up, and now the playbook for the opposing team in the return game is wide open, and now you're covering a lot of things. So that's we got to get that rectified.
When you look at RG trying to throw out of his own end zone and all the way backed up all the time, his first half back to football after 11 weeks off, he was so backed up. Is it almost unfair to try to judge him based on trying to dig out like that?
I don't judge quarterbacks, but I can tell you, it's disappointing, Mary. I mean, we got to do a better job there.
Coach, you're the only one on the staff a couple of years ago. You guys were 7-4, and then you lost the 5 in a row, and it started in Buffalo. Do you have some demons to exercise there, or?
I don't. I'll be honest with you. I didn't even remember that was the next loss. To be honest with you, it's a tough place to play. Passionate fans up there, and we're playing a good football team. I mean, I don't think about exercising demons. I just think about getting our guys prepared the best we can, and take a good football team up there to play them and come away with a win.
I know you've been through a lot here, but like that game, it seemed like that season. Everybody's thinking playoffs. It's Mike Pettine's first year. Everybody's riding high, and then it can turn so quick. Does that ever kind of throw you for a loop how fast it could go from good to bad?
No, because in the NFL, it will humble you quickly. I mean, you might think that you're on top and you can have a great game in the next game. For example, let's just say in our world, let's say we have a run one back for a touchdown, have a block kicked, and you're feeling really good about yourself. The next week, You give up a block. You don't set field position. You play poorly. I mean, this league will humble you in a heartbeat. So knowing that, I never get too high, never get too low, and just try to, you know, don't want to be cliche, but go through the process understanding the pitfalls that could take place.
Another game from the past was 2013. You guys went to the Jets.
Nate, hold on. Before you ask me this question, I almost feel like we're going the what's the movie where he comes and, you know, Christmas past, the, you know, and all those things. But go ahead. Yes.
You're the lone man saying. So.
No, all right, go ahead. I got you.
You guys go to the Jets. Rex is the coach. A lot of talk about him being on the hot seat, and they rally for him, and they win against you guys. They win the last game, and then he stays on the job there for another year. It seems, from the outside looking in, it seems like similar circumstances with, you know, with that. Is that just another challenge of facing a coach who typically has his players fight for him, rally for him when his back's against the wall?
I'll be honest with you. I think that's a storyline, and I think that's where you guys take over. I don't think of it like that. I'll be honest with you. In my own world, we call it the big play tape that they put together for me. Just in special teams, big returns or tackles inside the 15 or blocks and all those things, so I can study other plays throughout the week. And one thing that you kept noticing on the positive side was the Buffalo Bills. So in my mind, for about the last 7-8 weeks, I've been kind of watching the Buffalo Bills special teams on this big play tape make play after play after play, and I knew that this monster was coming. I don't think of the outside storylines. I think about, this is a well-coached, good football team that need to do a good job of getting our guys prepared and taking them up there. So that's really I don't know the outside noise, so to speak, that's going on with that. Players have always played hard for Coach Ryan, and I would expect nothing different.
Camp to how much it's changed now. I mean, it's a little surprising how stable it's been with Britton and Cody. You've got to be happy that those guys have kind of stepped in and filled those roles.
I'm pleased with how they're performing and getting better. You know, we still have a few games left, and as we talked about a couple weeks ago, you know, the weather's changing. So for Cody, for example, I mean, he did a nice job hitting his field goal, then the extra field goal last week. But I think the thing that really struck me that probably no one saw in the stadium was his pregame warm-up. That was probably the best pregame warm-up that he's had. And those were tough conditions. I was almost wondering if he even knew the wind was blowing out there or not. So I was really pleased with that, and hopefully we can continue that. And this will be another challenge, because this is not an easy place to kick either.
Go ahead. When it comes to the punt return game, mm-hmm. Kind of keep asking about that. It was Joe Hayden on Sunday. What are you guys looking for out of that right now?
Well, right now, obviously, first and foremost, I mean, you probably say you got to have the ball at the end of the play. You know, I know that sounds really elementary, but if, you know, New England's muffed 7 of them, you know, and you're trying to avoid those things. The other thing is going back to Mary Kay's question, I mean, we got to set field position, and we're always looking for the first down. Being able to establish 10 yards or more, everything after that is gravy. We haven't done a good job there at all. Sometimes it's opportunities too. I mean, I think that we had Huber hit a 72-yard touchback, you know, and that was a returnable situation, but went 72 yards in the end zone. So you kind of throw that opportunity out the window, and then if they're at midfield, I think, you know, closer and we stop and they're out of field goal range, they're kind of into the pooch area, and it's probably going to be a fair catch, or you're going to try to hopefully steal a touchback there. But, you know, we haven't it's no secret. We haven't hit any big ones at all. And the ones that we have, we've had penalties, which goes back to doing a better job of coaching. In fact, the self-scout showed that woulda, shoulda, couldas. We're a bowl of nuts, all, you know, what a party we'd have. But when you eliminate those penalties and say, what would the yardage be with the limited returns we have, I think we were at like 9.6, which was whatever at that time, I want to say, I don't know, fifth or sixth. I mean, it was a top 10 number. And so what it tells you is got to do a better job coaching to eliminate penalties. Schematically, we got to keep staying with who we are and what we want to be. And but at the same time, playing to our players' traits and what they can do. So we got, you know, three more games to get this thing rectified. Has it been frustrating? Yes, because we've taken great pride here, the Cleveland Browns being a good return team. You know, I think we've been number one in the league since we've been here, and obviously now we're, you know, almost 33rd in a 32-man league. So we're working at getting better, plan on getting better, and we won't stop.